Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. I'm Stuart. We got Larry on board to give us an update, and there's a fair amount going on. I'm sure a lot of you probably watched the Trump response to Obama's very subtle, very nasty, actually, attack on Trump. Not that I especially favor Trump, but we have a full-scale war here, and it seems like we have a Netanyahu, Bibi Netanyahu, Donald Trump, and Vladimir Putin, sort of a triangle here developing. Hi, Larry. How you doing?
Hello, Stuart. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. What's your take on what's going on? Now, we know that some of this, in fact, the whole Intel report was basically a fake. Can you elaborate? What was McCain's deal on this? Was he just a courier?
Well, maybe a willing courier, maybe. This morning on Fox News Business, Barney and Company show, they brought out some evidence that they had found. Apparently, the data has been reported that someone had a retired British intel officer create or fabricate fake intelligence implicating Russia and Donald Trump, some kind of relationship, and it was given to John McCain, and John McCain, apparently, according to the report or the story, took it to the FBI, who entered it into the intel agencies, and it wasn't real. It wasn't real news. It had been fabricated by someone who wanted that story to bring down Donald Trump after the election, before inauguration. And so this hit the fan. As a matter of fact, here's some headlines from Drudge Report this morning on this situation. It says, McCain turns dirty. A dossier financed by rival campaigns and super PACs, media and CIA, fall for the Golden Shire hoax, spooks get trolled, U.S. spy agencies get exposed. And so, and then they're also calling CNN, you are fake news now. And it's really getting, you know, it reminds me, Stuart, and I don't mean anything by saying this, because what I'm saying is real. It reminds me of the Game of Thrones, Battle of the Bastards.
Yeah, I mean, and the problem I have with this is, you know, there's been a lot of prophecies that saying Trump will not make it into office, that they're going to pull something so bad, so nasty, that will give Obama a seemingly legitimate reason to postpone the elections. And they just keep playing this Russian connection. And you read to us on one of the programs a Bible code that indicated that Putin and Netanyahu and possibly others were involved in this Russian hacking, if it even occurred. I guess part of it must have occurred. But what's your take on that Bible code?
Well, it's very interesting. It's one of Barry Rothman's artcode.com Tor codes. And what's so interesting about it, it's historical, too, because if you remember, and I talked to you earlier today, Obama and Hillary were very much implicated in trying to bring down Vladimir Putin when he ran in his last election in Russia. That's very clear. We saw that. It came out. Then Obama
yes.
and his administration were very implicated in trying to bring down Netanyahu in his election, and he even poured our taxpayer dollars into Israel to finance a coup against Netanyahu. So that's very apparent. That's historical. That's real. And Barry Rothman ran a code that indicated the DNC hack. Now, when we say DNC hack, we're not talking about, be clear, we're not talking about a break-in of the electoral process. We're talking about the Democratic National Convention, in other words, Hillary's people, the Democrats. That's what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
when Rothman ran that DNC hack, it came out with Putin's name in it and Netanyahu's name in it, Israel and Russia, and maybe that was payback for what we had already done. Of course, there's no outrage against hacking for us going against Putin in his election in Russia, and no outrage against us doing that to Netanyahu in Israel's election. But now we have the outrage simply because Hillary lost, Obama's on the way out, and Trump is on the way in. That's the problem.
Yeah, I mean, we are such a hypocritical nation. I mean, I think I remember Obama saying how dirty it would be if any nation tried to, influence the election of another nation. And our CIA and the NSA have been doing this for years. And
yeah.
I guess maybe the Lord looks at that and says, well, you know, I'm only going to let you guys go so far. And then I'm going to lower the boom. So I noticed on the Trump news thing that he did for the troops, erupted basically into a war with major media.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. It's a... I don't know that it's a war against the media. I think he's defending himself from the war of the media against Trump.
Yes, yes, exactly. And he's just trying to point out, well, you know, we get back to the one fact that the Lord said, I will reveal all that which is hidden. And it seems to me that as we get closer and closer to this thing, the Lord is doing exactly that through Trump again, pointing out all of these. In fact, he even called them out right
yeah.
in front of everybody. So this is going to get extremely interesting, because it was John Kennedy that also kind of indicated that perhaps the intelligence agencies, especially the CIA, should be taken apart. And Trump once again has leveled charges, rightfully so, actually, against the CIA, NSA, the intel agencies, whoever they are, for their faulty reporting, their leaking of fake stuff, et cetera, et cetera. But what I'm wondering about is Schumer, definitely, now you're a police officer. When Schumer made that remark, you know, don't be fooling with the intel agencies. They have a way of getting back to you. How would you interpret that? I interpret that almost as a death threat.
Well, that is a threat. That's intimidation. That's a tactic the mob uses. That's a tactic that the mob or the mafia would use against someone. They'll send you a threat at first. How hard do you want to live? Do you really want to live? Do you want to keep your family alive? That's where some of this comes from. And of course, we know that Trump, and I've called him before, on your show, I call him judgment. He's judgment to this whole Babylonian system that we are living in and have been living under, and probably unaware of how bad it really was, until all of a sudden this election came up and we began to really find out some truth.
Well, I was reading an article here, and this is obviously under the Obama administration, where he's taking all kinds of 25,000, I think it was, or 2,500 troops are being moved up towards the Russian border. It makes one wonder. Is he willing? Is Obama willing? I think I asked this question once before. Is he willing to go to war and kill and maim hundreds of thousands of people just to stay in office? Why all these troop movements all of a sudden? And these are new ones on top of the ones that have already been there for a while.
Yeah, I don't know if you heard today or not. You know, here we are, we're still under the Obama administration, and the Obama administration is still poking and probing the bear continually. And you've even got people in the Republicans appearing to try to start a war with Russia, a war over hacking back or hacking. It's interesting. Somebody said Trump had, you know, they said, oh, Russia's trying to hack into somewhere in the United States. And Trump says, well, how long has this been going on? Well, this has been going on for years. And Trump says, oh, and your point is? But what I was going to add to that, though, we're worried about Russia, but Stuart, today, a Chinese aircraft carrier fleet sailed into Taiwan waters. Taiwan had to activate their defenses and fly planes to intercept. And did you hear about that today on the news? I bet you didn't. And it's a fact. And why is it we can't say anything against China? This is all aimed at, it's a Putin deal. It's a Russia deal.
Well, I have long suspected, and I don't know why, maybe it's a spirit, that China is actually the model for the coming New World Order. Now, the Bible's very, very clear. We're going to have a New World Order. The question is only, how do we get there? And the other question is, what is Trump's role in this deal? Whether he is conscious of it or not conscious of it, essentially makes no difference, because if he is judgment, then that means he's also chaos, and out of chaos comes order. So I guess the question really is, how long are the powers that be? They got rid of Kennedy. They had no problem getting rid of Kennedy. They'll have no problem getting rid of Trump either. If it's only a question of if they choose to or choose not to, because he's part of the overall plan. Have you heard any more on this 70 nations that are going to, and I guess I heard today that Obama is actually leading the team? Is that right? He's leading the team over there for this 70-nation conference?
That's some of the indications that are leaking out, and I think Kerry's already on the way over there to begin whatever this work is. But I'll tell you what's interesting. I read up just a little bit on that, and do you know? And I saw your post today, and you were talking about even ancient, the 70 nations is an ancient term. And,
yes.
You know, when Obama went over for Shimon Peres's funeral, you remember that? That's where he stood up and he said, Jerusalem is not in Israel. And remember, there were 70 nations, there's that number again, were represented at Shimon Peres's funeral. And then now, this event, after Obama pulled the UN deal, which Netanyahu came out today and says that he has the absolute proof that the United States and the Obama administration was behind the UN resolution against Israel. And now it's being reported that Obama has these plans to possibly pull something in the 70-nation gathering January the 15th in Paris, France, against Israel and against Jerusalem and begin the division. So I guess we'll have to see, but I know that I'm reading a lot of intel coming out of Israel, and they're very, very concerned about this 70 nations meeting in France, the 15th.
Well, it sounds like that's a foredrawn conclusion that that's exactly what they intend to do. that there's no question that they fully intend to vote in favor of dividing Israel and by proxy, I suppose, if one wanted to use that word, it would include Jerusalem as well. In other words, let's split this thing apart. Let's force Israel back to the 1967 lines. And Netanyahu is not going to do that. And so it looks to me like with all this activity of military activity that's going on, and you talked about the Chinese carriers now going into Taiwan area, it looks to me like the Armageddon script is being, how do I say, accelerated.
Well,
like
you may be at war here. Yeah, you may be exactly right. I'm receiving intel from over in Israel that they are already this is the beginnings of a war that's happening over there. The Russians have pushed ISIS down into the border with Egypt and Israel. You know, I shared that with you the other day, and close to Gaza. And that ISIS, they say that ISIS was behind this truck ramming incident in Jerusalem. And I found out today that Netanyahu and El-Sisi in Egypt has made an agreement that Netanyahu will allow El-Sisi to move a large number of troops into the Sinai beside Gaza because ISIS is already setting up there to attack Israel. So, you know, you've got a script moving there. And you've also, there are apparently no responses by the Obama administration to Chinese carrier fleet going into Taiwan waters where Taiwan had to activate the defenses to defend themselves. Obama acts like he's not leaving. And what's interesting, you remember his farewell speech? They were chanting 4 more years for Obama.
Yes. And he would love to take those 4 more years. And I was trying to figure out a way that even if Trump, let's say he took office and something happened, but because Obama is so lawless and could care less, and he hates the American people, he hates the Christians, he actually hates the Jews, hates Israel with a passion, can't stand Netanyahu. So there's a motive there to cause enough problems that maybe Trump does not get seated. Now, have you heard any more about the plans to block the inauguration? I know there are plans to cause riots everywhere and stuff like that, but have you heard any more about that?
No. You know, we do know that a lot of the disinformation campaign is now beginning to leak out about the Trump and Russian connection that apparently has been created or fabricated to make him ineligible, basically. I think they've tried to use Russia to make Trump ineligible for the presidency, and that is beginning to fall apart, this whole thing. And if you watch closely the inauguration or the Congress movement on, the new administration, some of that is the defenses are crumbling. Now, this thing is being exposed towards inauguration day, January the 20th. And so what they may have wanted to do to stop this, and there are claims there's going to be a lot of extreme trouble in Washington. It certainly may. Now, whether that will create the emergency that's needed to block the inauguration itself, I do not know. But one of the things that's interesting, and we're moving in a direction, they have said to Trump again, and warned him, you can't move the U.S. Embassy to Jerusalem. And Trump has responded, oh, yes, I will anyway. And as a matter of fact, Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, has already been appointed as the special advisor to the president on Middle East affairs. So the son-in-law of Donald Trump is already set up to go to Israel to begin works. And on top of that, there was a kind of a secret interview in Israel on their Channel 2 television where Obama, and we didn't know about it on our news, but Obama's already been on Israeli television talking down to the Israelis about their settlements and coming against their settlements and warning them that this will cause a conflict and a crisis situation in Israel if they continue the settlement. So Obama has not at all lowered the rhetoric. It doesn't matter if it's only days till the inauguration. He acts like he's staying, and that it's almost like Obama's gone to war against Israel.
And the American people, for that matter. Because he's been at war with the American people for the last 8 years. They're just not savvy enough to figure that one out. But it does really appear that he has engineered the 70-nation conference to split Israel. If Netanyahu doesn't go along with it, which they normally don't go along with any UN edicts anyway, it's just going to stir the pot. But he's probably right in the fact that if Trump moves the embassy or the capital to Jerusalem, the Arabs are going to go nuts. And that probably would bring a war. And so Donald Trump, being judgment, may well be the very instrument the Lord uses to bring about World War III.
Are you calling Donald Trump a match?
Well, I don't know. I just think that, you know, we have acquiesced so long in so many areas.
Yeah, I know.
That finally when you stand up, you have a battle on your hands.
Yeah. Well, I think you're right, Stuart. I think Donald Trump very well could be the ignition. We've wondered a long time what would ignite anything, you know. I mean, the New World Order has been putting together a long time, but they're beginning to have problems. And I think the wild cards, which are Netanyahu, Putin, and Trump, they may cause an ignition somewhere, you know. And on the other hand, Stuart, we're also, people need to realize that North Korea is also threatening to launch a ballistic missile. And we've got real problems there, but they're keeping it low-key. Our news is not promoting this very much. We don't know what's going on in the world.
Well, I think American news is the most censored news in the entire globe. Really, I think it's worse than anywhere. And that's only because you have these entrenched people that keep expanding and gaining more and more control. I know about it because within the family, one of the relatives was a newspaper, radio, TV businessman, and he just kept expanding and expanding and expanding. Well, eventually when you get that big, then you begin to censor and you begin to control. And I think that's what's going on. They put out what they want the American people to know, and they hide everything else. So we're getting so much distortion and fake news now from major media. There's no telling what's going on. I mean, a lot of the news you get, I get, is from overseas. It's not from here.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And they are trying their best right now to stop a lot of the alternative news sources. I mean, even Drudge, they're under continuous attack. InfoWars, I mean, a lot of those that Breitbart, anybody that is, an illegitimate news child or a bastard, as they call it in Game of Thrones, that's out there doing what the powers that be don't want them doing, or exposing anything, they are attacking. And so alternative news is under tremendous attack right now.
Getting to the news, George Soros, you had a, I don't know what you would call it, but sort of an inclination or kind of a vision or whatever it was, that when George Soros fell, whatever that means, things would really start to take over and start to go south. George Soros, I read somewhere that either it was the Trump team or somebody that said they considered Soros an enemy of the state. Did you hear that?
I did hear that. Actually, they considered him a national security threat. And this is kind of odd, them already promoting that information out, but it's correct. I mean, it's absolutely correct. You know, Soros is behind the whole undermining of Europe by the immigration movement, and we're getting, and he's using our borders to, I guess, send in the dog, so to speak. But I heard that, you know, you don't know all the time how accurate it is, but it, apparently Putin has put out an order to, you know, get Soros, if, you know, anybody ever does. And then also I saw the other day where some European nations were beginning to look in Soros projects that were causing problems. Soros appears to be causing undermining of many democratic governments around the world right now. He's moving a new world order agenda and undermining the governments that are there.
Wow. Before we run out of time, we only got 30 minutes. The Earth changes. You guys down there really got hammered. We've got hammered up here. We got about 8 inches of snow, fresh snow, and then heavy winds blowing stuff around. Europe is getting hammered. We have that report on the Gulf Stream probably settling down to zero, and that is going to totally change our climate. We got earthquakes all over the place. We got volcanoes all over the place. We got rifts developing here, there, and everywhere. We've got sinkholes, and I do remember that NOAA is that ne'er-do-well erstwhile Native American lady who said that sinkholes were developed and they would devour whole towns that would get so bad. What say you on the Earth? I think this is, we're coming into something really bad here.
Yeah, there's a very disturbing report on Dayo News this morning, and here's the headline of it. It says, it's a warning. It says, something very strange happening worldwide. Earth is literally shaking. Earthquakes, volcanoes, deadly weather events, and they are all getting worse. So that's a pretty straight shot headline of warning right there on the Dayo side.
Well, this of course would go along with the part of the prophecies I read the other day on the bots even talk about that we are headed into land sinkings, land risings. Coastal changes coming to the point where it's going to alter our seaports, and it's going to raise havoc with economics. Of course, they can collapse the economics anytime they want to. But what do you think is the next step now in the Trump routine, getting back to Trump? I mean, everybody should know about these earth changes simply because all you got to do is look out the window now.
Well, it's very interesting.
But what do you think about this? Yeah, go ahead.
It's very interesting. It's very interesting because today I heard Trump mention that there was a situation of climate change that was coming, and they were looking into that. So that's very interesting. But also, while we had a minute here, I wanted to tell people, if you watch nothing else, go out and get the movie Snowden. It's just simply named Snowden. You may not like the sound of it. It's really politically incorrect, but I think some of the information in it will shock you. The movie Snowden, it's out. You can get it at Walmart even.
Does this thing reveal any more than what Snowden has already... Well, of course, the major media buries half of what he has to say. So is this a personal thing about how he did it or what he did? Or what's the movie about other than Snowden?
Well, it's much deeper than Snowden. And the rabbit hole goes very, very deep. And I'm not going to tell people what's in it. You need to watch it for yourself and discern it for yourself. It's shocking where some of this goes in the rabbit hole.
Well, of course, we've had such corrupt people running our nation for so long, starting way, way, way back. And it's just continued and gotten worse and worse and worse. And, you know, even the Supreme Court. And the American people just sat back and did nothing about any of it. So here we are, and now we're at a time when trouble's coming. How do they get a hold of you, Larry? We're almost out of time.
Quickest way is my blog, larrywtaylor.org. That's larrywtaylor.org.
Okay, well, thanks for listening, everybody. We'll try and keep you up to date. Probably have something on Friday, hopefully. And good night.